This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so grateful to be with you today. And today's an interesting day because so much is going on. You know, there's just so much going on. The weather is beautiful. There's so many choices we can make with our every minute of every day. And I'm spending this time with you, and you're spending this time with me, and I think it's great. So what are we going to talk about today, and what is there to have in expectation while turning on the dial and listening to this show, the Sue Freeze Show? And today I'm going to be talking about The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to intertwine some personal life experiences that have been happening because I do that on a regular basis. It's not to expose me. It's just to let you kind of realize that this journey of life is full of different things. And I just want to walk alongside and walk with you. And if I can give encouragement and inspire you through my stories, that's of help. Sometimes we don't talk about things that are maybe negative, and we don't talk about and expose ourselves and our vulnerability. And I find that there's so much freedom in the availability to be able to be safe enough to be able to do that. And while doing that, what happens is that this door becomes open that might be closed because we protect. We have a tendency, don't we, to protect ourselves. And we protect ourselves because we've been hurt. Sometime in our lives and multiple times in our lives, we are hurt. And what we do with that hurt is up to us. We have a choice. And I've talked in previous shows about forgiveness, because forgiveness is a huge, huge key to freedom. And that's not the topic for today, but you can go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, there is a podcast on forgiveness. And you will find about 4 years of podcasts on there. And I highly recommend that you go on there and check it out for yourself. And you might find some things that might be of help to people that you know and you love. You know, we're not called to judge here on this earth. We're called to love. Last night, I happened to be at a function, and it was kind of a social function where it was fun. And there was a gentleman there, and all of a sudden, this young lady who has been acquaintance with this man for a long time came up and out of the blue just became very vocal about, "Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? You know, and how do you know if you're a Christian?" And very strong and very just out there. Now, some of you might have differing opinions on this. And then she turned to me and said, "Is he a Christian?" And my response was, "It's not for me to judge. It's for me to love." And I really feel so strongly about faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love, according to the Lord. And, you know, how do you gauge whether a person is a Christian? Do we all fall short of the glory of God? Are there times in our lives where we make bad choices, but then we get back on track? I don't know. Can you relate to me? I mean, can you relate to what I'm saying? Because, you know, we don't always, always walk that straight line. I tell people, they're saying, "Oh, you're such a perfectionist." You know, I will have people say that to me. And I say, "No, I'm far from perfect. I don't have holes in my hands. There's only one person that I know that has holes in their hands, and that's Jesus Christ." But we should be striving for excellence in everything we say and everything that we do. And so we do have choices, and we need to be thinking about the bigger picture, shouldn't we? And that's where this thought of the purpose-driven life comes from. Is that if we're just thinking about our own sinful nature, our selfishness, we can go down wrong paths. But if we're thinking about why God created us, what on earth am I here for? Have you ever asked yourself that? Have you ever asked God that? What on earth am I here for? I can remember a time when I did this. I cried out to God when I was in junior high, and I can remember it just like it was yesterday. I was in my bedroom, second floor, and I looked up to God, and I just said, why am I here? I know it's more than doing mom's chores, the chores that mom has me for. I know it's more than taking care of my little sister, although I love my little sister. It grows deeper and stronger every day. It's more than going to school and getting good grades. It's more than all the things that I was currently doing. God, why am I here? Why did you put me here? Have you asked that question for yourself? Have you asked that question of why on earth am I here? What was I created for? What is my purpose here on this earth? You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And welcome, San Diegans. I really appreciate you tuning in too. And all the way up north. You know, this show is now syndicated and it goes from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, which is the same areas in which Ecola Termite Pest Management services. So it's really neat that no matter where I go and what office I work out of, that they have the opportunity to get to know the termite lady and Sue Freeze a little bit more by listening to the show and not just the radio advertisements. And the nice part about that is that I went to the Union Rescue Mission. They had a fundraiser this last weekend, and I met Touched by an Angel, Roma Downey. You know, I am not a person who is starstruck. I'm not somebody that gets excited when they meet. I've never asked somebody for their autograph. Never in my whole life have I ever asked anybody for their autograph. And, you know, I was standing next to her, and I didn't know who it was at first, and then she turned around, and then I realized who it was, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so excited. And the reason I was so excited was not because she's, you know, a movie star or a TV person, but because she spoke into my life personally by her shows. The Touched by an Angel show was so helpful, and I told her this later when I went up to her and talked to her one-on-one. I said, you know, you changed my life. And she did. And, you know, it's her and her purpose of being the person on this show with the stories. I look so forward to those shows. My kids would laugh because they'd come home and they'd see me crying, or they'd be sitting right next to me and watching the show with me because I felt like it was such healthy input, which in this day and age, there's so few of that, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. But I loved the show because it had, you know, something to input that was worth inputting. And I took it all in. And it helped me, being a young mom. It just helped me stay grounded and stay, you know, with the right thought process in mind, which is, you know, to be a good mother and to be a good person. And the stories were just so heartfelt. It was just so wonderful. So to meet her was really, really a thrill for me. And it was nice to get my picture with her. And I'm going to have that on the Sue Free Show has a Facebook page. And so it's going to be on there. And SueFreeze.com is a website that you can go on. And I'm going to have her picture there because it's just so wonderful. Now, they just did this new movie, The Son of God. And she says, you have to go see that movie. And I went, I'm going to go. So if you have not gone and seen that movie, I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about it. And I highly recommend that you go and see it. So I quite frequently open up this book called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. And today's date I'm going to read because it's amazing how often it just fits right in with what we're doing. And here's what it says. It says, walk by faith, not by sight. As you take steps of faith, depending on me, I will show you how much I can do for you. If you live your life too safely, you will never know the thrill of seeing me work through you. When I gave you my spirit, I empowered you to live beyond your natural ability and strength. That's why it is so wrong to measure your energy level against the challenges ahead of you. The issue is not your strength, but mine, which is limitless. By walking close to me, you can accomplish my purposes in my strength. And scripture is, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you walking by sight or are you walking by faith? Do you ever feel so overcome by negativity or so overwhelmed that you're just wondering how you're going to get through the next day or the next hour? Not all of us face the same trials, and not all of us face things at the same time. Some of us are on the all-time highs that, you know, just got engaged or just found out that you're going to have a baby or, you know, all of those beautiful things that are so exciting. And then there's those of us that are suffering with circumstances that are happening to us right now that, you know, we might not have any control over, but we do have control over our belief system. And so if you're on the high of highs and you're on the happy of happies, that is so great. And thank God for where you're at right now. Thank God for what He's provided and what He's done for you. If you're on the other side where you're feeling overcome, where you're feeling overwhelmed, where you have anxiety, you know, those things, I have scriptures that can help through this on to victory. Now, I'm going to have a copy of this on my website, suefreeze.com, and you can go on there and it'll be on the Helping Hands. You click on Helping Hands and there's different things that you can download there. I do this because, you know, I just love to be able to help, and these scriptures have brought help and strength to me. And I know that they will do the same for you. God put them there for these times when we need them, you know, when we can lean on them and lean on Him. So I'm going to read a couple of these because I think that you're going to understand what I'm saying by this. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I love that one. And you know, if we just memorized that one, and when things got tough, we just said that, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we can go through an entire day just repeating that over and over and over again until it's in there and you believe it. You just start believing it. And we have to do that. We have to say we're an overcomer because we can. We can overcome any obstacle. Now, what am I talking about, right? You know, what do you know, Sue? If you're new to the show and you haven't heard a little bit of my story, I was injured, I had a shattered leg, and I was in a wheelchair, and I did not know if I was going to be able to walk. And even more importantly, I dance competitively, and the surgeon said, I cannot guarantee you that you'll be able to dance again. I'm going to do all I can, and then we have to leave it up to God. And you know, I am dancing again, and I am an overcomer, and you know what? So are you. But only if you decide to take that point of view and that stance that you're just going to pull through, and you will, and you can. Colossians 3:15, I let the peace of God rule my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything. Ephesians 6:17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Proverbs 3:5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. And there are 12 on this piece of paper, and they have to do with spiritual warfare, because I don't know if you believe this or if you understand this, but there is spiritual warfare, that we're not always fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against things in the spirit. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize that's what's happening when it's happening, but we have to put on the full armor and we have to fight the battle. And one part about doing that is believing that God's right beside you, number one, believing that you're an overcomer, believing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. These things will pull you through and get you through anything. So when somebody asks you how you're doing, you could say, oh my gosh, things are just so bad. And they might be bad. And there's a time when you should expose that. But your brain needs to hear you say that you're an overcomer, that you can conquer this thing, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Another thing is, we're talking about the purpose-driven life, and I haven't gone into this book yet with Rick Warren. And the thing there is that when you understand that you were created for a purpose, you know, the other side, the dark side, people don't want to say the devil, Satan, but he doesn't want you to accomplish what God created you to do. You know that? He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Are you going to let that happen? I hope not. And you have something to do and say about it. And you can spit at him. You can, you know, rebuke him and do all those things, you know, and you should. But you've got to understand, it's not always that person. It's not somebody that's right in front of you. It's not flesh. It's something in the spirit world. And this might be too much for some of you. I get that. You know, I really do. I get that, because it's understanding things in the spirit. They happen in waves sometimes. And sometimes, you know, it's just getting educated and knowledge, but also it's a heart change. It's something that happens in your heart, in the spirit. It's through the heart. And sometimes the leap of faith is you have to get out of your head and into your heart. You know, sometimes it's like some things don't make sense and you won't know everything. God knows everything. But you can know that you can trust Him. And if you know that, then you can take that leap of faith because He'll be there to carry you, to catch you, any of those things. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA, and we're talking about the purpose-driven life and how when we focus on the big picture, when we focus on our purpose here on this earth, it helps us get through the trials and tribulations that come our way. Right? It really does. So I'm going to get into this book now. And have you asked that question to the Lord? What on earth am I here for? What is my purpose? That was the way I asked it. It's, why am I here, God? Why am I here? Why are you here? Are you here just to take up space and just breathe the air? Or are you here just to make babies? And hopefully you do a good job at that, because it's more than just making the baby. It's growing that baby into a godly person. And how do you do that? And, you know, it's just like that. Let's think about that parenting. When you're parenting, you know, they start off really small and, yeah, you don't get any sleep. And, oh, my gosh, they need you every second and every minute. And you're on guard all the time, especially the mother. They never really sleep. They have this ear that's always open. Was that a noise? Did they wake up? Did they burp? You know, and that's just kind of a thing that happens. But as they get older, it's, do you hear the door shut? Are they home yet? You know, it's like you go through these different stages, but you always have that ear open and you're always watching and listening and making sure that your kids are protected. And the Lord says that, you know, as much as we are parents, you know, and you want to do good things for your children, how much more does God want to do good things for you? And when our kids do something that we don't agree with and that we're disappointed with, do we shame them? Do we let them know we're disappointed, but do they always know that we still love them? Some of you are guilty of not doing that. If you are, change. Say you're sorry to them and let them know that, you know, you have faults too. And it could be because that's what you had done to you when you were a child. That's so often the case. But, you know, you can change that cycle. We have the ability, which is the most exciting thing of all, is that we have the ability to not stay where we are right now, that we can change our patterns. We can change the way we've done things in the past. You know, something that I keep telling myself right now in my business world is I get what I tolerate, but so true in personal too. It's so true. We get what we tolerate. What are you tolerating? And even with you, if there's something you're doing, you're saying, well, I've just always been that way, so I'm just going to continue on. Shame on you. I'm going to say shame on you there. Because no, if you're doing something that is causing harm to other people, then are you loving them? Are you loving yourself? I'm sorry. Am I being a little abrupt here? I'm not really sorry. Because if this applies, then you need to take note. Take a look at the person in the mirror. And, you know, if you can make a change, do it. Right? So, purpose-driven life, I'm going to read just a little outside part of the book. It says, you are not an accident. Even before the universe was created, God had you in mind, and He planned you for His purposes. These purposes will extend far beyond the few years you will spend on Earth. You were made to last forever. Self-help books often suggest that you try to discover the meaning and purpose of your life by looking within yourself, but Rick Warren says that is the wrong place to start. You must begin with God, your creator, and His reasons for creating you. You were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never, never make sense. This book will help you understand why you are alive and God's amazing plan for you, both here and now and for eternity. Rick Warren will guide you through a personal 40-day spiritual journey that will transform your answer to life's most important question. What on earth am I here for? Knowing God's purpose for creating you will reduce your stress, focus, your energy, simplify your decisions, give meaning to your life, and most important, prepare you for eternity. The purpose-driven life is a blueprint for Christian living in the 21st century, a lifestyle based on God's eternal purposes, not cultural values. Using over 1,200 scriptural quotes and references, it challenges the conventional definitions of worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. In the tradition of Oswald Chambers, Rick Warren offers distilled wisdom on the essence of what life is all about. This is a book of hope and challenge that you will read and reread, and it will be a classic treasured by generations to come. And who is Rick Warren? You might not know, so let me tell you. Rick Warren is the founding pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, one of America's largest and best-known churches. His previous book, The Purpose-Driven Church, has sold over 1 million copies in 20 languages. Winner of the Gold Medallion, it was selected as one of the 100 Christian books that changed the 20th century. There is a website. I'm going to give it to you. It's www.purposedrivenlife.com. You can go there. So again, the book is called The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, I will tell you that what Rick says is in this book is he says that, you know, you read a chapter, you spend time. This is not a blow-through book. This is a book that you read and reread and digest and think some more and pray and come back, because it is life-changing. It hopefully gives you new perspective, because the decisions we make, we need to be focused, just like I said about parenting, is that you're training your children up, right? And so you have to think about, what kind of an adult do you want your child to become? So if you're thinking about that, the decisions you make right when they're in kindergarten and first and second grade, you know, that old poem, you know, everything I needed to know, I learned in the play, the sandbox. It's so true, you know. I still think we should go back to naps, though, because I love naps in kindergarten, and I think it's very helpful. But that's just a side note for me. I love those little afternoon naps. So rarely get them. But in thinking about that is when you're thinking about parenting and you're thinking about your goal of growing up responsible adults is when you make decisions on things that are going on when they're in kindergarten, first grade, or even before, is you're thinking about, okay, how is this going to affect them when they get older, you know, and you want to help them make their own decisions to where they become responsible adults. And they're not going to need mom and dad, even though they want to love mom and dad and spend time with them, but they don't need them because they have to be responsible adults. They have to be able to fly out of the nest and fly on their own. So if you're thinking about that and you're wanting them to become a certain type of character, moral individual, then the focus is on that. Same goes for our personal lives. What kind of person on your dying days or at your funeral, you know, what do you want people to be saying about you? You know, what do you want to be known for? That's huge, you know, and I've had a couple friends just recently die, and it really brings it home, and people are just so more available and aware when, because they're thinking, gosh, this could just as easily have been me. And that's when it becomes very thought-provoking and heart-provoking on this question of purpose in life. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show after this brief commercial.
Hi, Sue Fries, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespeltlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli termite and pest control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E. coli at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, E. coli, for sponsoring the show. If you'd like to be a sponsor on the show, please contact me at Sue Free, spell like fries, one word, .com, and we can talk about you getting on here and, you know, sponsoring the show would be great. But right now, E. coli has been doing it for quite a while, and that's a great thing. So if you need any termite or pest control work, please don't hesitate and call 800-332-BUGS. That's 2847. And Learning to Breathe is a book that I wrote during my accident. You know, when I was kind of like on a couch and couldn't do much of anything else. So, you know, the Lord kind of said to me, be still and know that I am God. Yes. And, you know, but I still wanted to do something. And this thing was in the back of my mind that I was supposed to write a book. And that I never had the time. And then all of a sudden, I had nothing but time. And so that's what happened, is I sat there and healed and was a very good patient. I was such a good patient. I even had to take rat poison to thin my blood. And I thought that was so ironic that I was taking rat poison to thin my blood. Kind of scary, though. Anyway, so the book was written. It was birthed, and it's out now, and it's published, and you can get it on Sue Free's, spelled like fries, one word.com. You can purchase it there with PayPal, and then I will sign it and send it off to you, and I would love to do that. It's a story about my son and I and learning all about asthma and indoor air quality, and there's a lot of personal stuff in there, and there's scriptures in there, and, you know, just a little bit of me, and a lot of my son, and a lot of God, and purpose, you know. So I hope you buy the book, share the book, and read it, obviously. So I'm opening up this book that we're talking about today from Rick Warren on the purpose-driven life, because we're all driven by something, you know. And what better thing to be driven about than a purpose? And it helps us stay straight and narrow on our decision-making. You know, it's pretty easy to make decisions when you've got a clear focus on direction, where you're going. He wrote in here right at the very beginning, and I've said this before because I'd figured out how many days I had left if I was going to live till a certain time, and I asked everybody to do that. So he says, today the average lifespan is 25,550 days. Doesn't that sound like not very many days? So how important is it to you to utilize every single minute of every single day and not just take for granted that you have this day? On a side note, you know, I was a gymnast. I water skied. I snow skied. I danced. I horseback rode. Motorcycle rode. I did everything and loved it. And I had no idea that the last time I did ski was going to be the last time I was going to ski. And the last time I was going to water ski was the last time. Well, maybe not. I might give that another shot. I don't know. We'll see. But there's a lot of things that I used to do that were the last time. And I can breathe in and I can feel the cold on my face and I can smell what it smelled like to be on the top of that mountain and seeing the white powder snow in front of me and just feeling my muscles so sore because they don't get used like that. And it just felt really good. And now my friends are going and they're snow skiing and I see it on Facebook and I just so badly want to feel that one more time, but not enough badly to, you know, take the risk of having my knee tweaked and have me not to be able to dance or walk. So, you know, we count the cost, don't we, on the choices we make. We count the cost. And I so badly want to snow ski and water ski and do all the things that I did before. But is it worth it? And that's a question we need to ask. Is it worth it? And sometimes we just take, the whole reason I went there was because we take these moments or these events that happen in our lives and we take them for granted. We don't realize that it could be the last time even that you would see a person as they walk out the door. As gruesome as that might sound, it is a reality that it could be that every time you separate from somebody you love, you know, I made a point to always say I love you and, you know, to kiss my kids before we would separate because I didn't know. We don't know. There's no guarantee you're going to see this person again. So it's important that we take every opportunity and every moment to get the most out of every moment and to give in every moment. Right? So purpose, what is your purpose? A life devoted to things is a dead life, a stump. A God-shaped life is a flourishing tree. That's in Proverbs 11:28. You know, I've read the Proverbs. There's 31 Proverbs, and there's one for every day. And I, for some reason, don't remember this Proverbs. And maybe it's because it's hitting home, because it's in some relation to something that I'm thinking about strongly right now. I don't know. But sometimes that happens with scriptures, is depending on where you are in your life, a scripture can somehow come to life when before you read those words and they didn't have as strong of a meaning. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's really interesting because I've never seen that scripture before like I am right now. Jeremiah 17:7-8, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they go right on producing delicious fruit. What is that saying to you? What is the message there? Is that if our roots are firmly planted, if our belief system is so strong that, you know, the waves of the wind and, you know, the weather and anything else, circumstances that come our way, you know, the tree can bend with those things. But the roots have to be deeply planted, and we have to be deeply planted. So when we are clear on our purpose, when we're clear on the directions, then these things that come our way, we can still rejoice. We can still have something to be thankful for and endure. Right? We can overcome. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I just have to say right now that I am so thankful that I'm on this show. I'm so thankful that I was given the opportunity. It came out of really, I don't even know how it came about. It just did. And that was a long time ago. It was before my accident. You know, and so much has happened on this show. There's so many things that have happened. And it's all good. And one thing I remember is that I, like I said, I had the decision to make on to say, you know, when my leg was broken and it was healing, that I had a decision to make on how I was going to answer when people said, so, how's your leg doing? You know, is it 100%? Or they would call me gimp, which I didn't like at all. I didn't like that at all. In fact, I corrected people many times. And it wasn't in fun, because I don't think it's funny. But, you know, the whole thing with that is that I had to make a decision on how I was going to respond. Because it did something to my psyche or my brain or my spirit, which is even more the case, my spirit. Is that I had to take a stand, so they say. I had to take a stand, even though I couldn't stand, except for on one foot. But I had to take a stand that I had to make a decision that I was getting better every day. And you know, I was getting better every day. I might not have felt it at the time because it was a long process, but it was getting better every day. So that's what I would say. How's your leg doing? Getting better every day. Getting better every day. And I said that every single day. Numerous times, because people were always asking me how my leg was doing. And they asked me if I was 100%, and then I started saying, no, it's 120 because I have a metal plate, 10 pins in there. So it's more than 100%, right? And that's the truth. So yeah, it's about 110% now. It all starts with God. I'm reading from the book again. It's the first chapter. For everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Colossians 1:16. Unless you assume a God, the question of life's purpose is meaningless. And isn't that true? You know, I ask people this one question because I'm not sure where people are in their belief system. So you always have this question on, you know, I don't really believe in asking, are you a Christian? I don't know, for some reason that, I don't know, I think it just puts people on the defense. You know, there's so many checkoff points to say, are you a Christian? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe he died for my sins, and that he rose again, and I'm a believer. Well, then the next question is, well, do you go to church? That this was what happened. At the beginning of the show, I was talking about this episode that happened last night. Do you go to church? Do you go to church regularly? And it was just like, I don't know. I felt very uncomfortable in the whole scenario. It wasn't the right place, wasn't the right time. I didn't feel it was being done out of love. I felt it was being done out of judgment. And I just felt like it was really, I was uncomfortable, and it wasn't even directed at me. So a question I ask to people when I'm not sure where they're at, it's like, where are you going to go when you die? You know, do you know where you're going when you die? Because I think that's a warmer question. It's a question where people have to think. Because if people don't know where they're going, you know, sometimes people say, I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm just going to sleep forever. I'm like, that's nice. You know, but where are you going to go when you die? Do you know where you're going? I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? Because God tells you where you're going, if you want to know. So it's kind of exciting, actually. And he describes what it's like. You know, no pain, no sorrow, you know. It's a wonderful place. I'm looking forward to that. He starts this book out and he says, it's not about you. I love that. You know, in the world of business and in advertising and in sales, they have this saying called, what's in it for me? Right? In a past show, I was talking about, actually three shows, about how to win friends and influence people. And one of the things on there is for you to always be thinking about what's in it for the other person. And we do need to be doing that because it helps us, you know, because you want to find win-wins. And I'm all about that. But what's in it for me is kind of an interesting and very selfish kind of thought process. But in all things, you know, when you're in business and everything, you're thinking about the ROI, which is what's in it for me. You know, you're sacrificing, you're putting something out there, you're paying for something, and you want something in return. So yeah, there's a lot of lessons there in life that they all kind of barrel back to results driven. And, you know, the Lord wants us to be devoted and focused on his plan and his purpose. Because his first commandment is what? It's love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and body, right? That's what he tells us, is that we're supposed to put him first. So it's not about us. It's not about you or me. It's about God. And he's telling you to focus on him. And as we do that, then he's gonna direct your path, right? And he created you for a purpose. I told my children this almost daily. If they were listening right now, they're going, yep, she's right. Mom would tell us that every day. And what a wonderful thing to say to your children, don't you think? You know? And secondly, I would say, I'm so excited to see what God created you for. I am so excited to see how this all works out and how this pans out. And it's really funny because my daughter is now a school teacher. And when she was very young, she loved to play school. And she also loved her crayons, you know? And she's become an artist, and she went to Italy and studied abroad, and she was accepted into the Italian Academia for Art in her junior year in college at Long Beach State. She got a full ride because she was a valedictorian. So, you know, she did a lot of things right, and she had a plan. She worked her plan, and, you know, even now she wants to work in ministry, and she loves teaching her seventh graders, and she's really enjoying her life and what's going on. There's another side that she has a burden for, but in her career and in her life, it's like it's all working out. And I'm so excited, even future. I'm excited for what's going to happen. Same with my son, Tyson. He has so many abilities and has so many gifts. And it's so exciting to see how things are happening and their love for the Lord is growing stronger. There's adversity, and in the adversity, I see the strength and the growth of their love for the Lord just getting stronger. And the Lord allows that to happen sometimes because he wants us to come back to him. He'll allow things like that to happen. So the sooner you get on track, you know, maybe things will ease up. I don't know, but maybe you could just think like that. I mean, you know, it could be that things will ease up, right? You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And you know, the station is so great, isn't it? It has so much to offer. If you don't listen during the week, you really should listen during the week because it's a great program and they've got a lot of healthy information that can help you with your life.
So, you know, in the book it says, you were born by His purpose for His purpose. So the search for the purpose of life has puzzled people for thousands of years. I'm reading from the book. It says, that's because we typically begin at the wrong starting point. Where's that? Ourselves. We ask self-centered questions like, what do I want to be? What should I do with my life? What are my goals, my ambitions, my dreams for my future? And those are good questions, aren't they? They're good questions. There's nothing wrong with those questions. Bible says it is God who directs the lives of His creatures. Everyone's life is in His power. You were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. I'm moving ahead. I'm not going to read the whole book, right? And this is going to go on for more than one show because I'm working right alongside you. You know, I want to go through this book with you. It says it's a 40-day book. You know, it's like a 40-day Bible study, kind of. But it's life-changing, and this book has sold so many books because it has so much to offer. The Bible says it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eyes on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose He's working out in everything and everyone. This verse gives us three insights into your purpose. And here's the three insights. Are you ready? You discover your identity and purpose through a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't have such a relationship, I will later explain how to begin one. Number two, God was thinking of you long before you ever thought about Him. It says that you were created in His womb. He created you in your mother's womb, and He knew every hair and every word before it spoken. His purpose for your life predates your conception. He planned it before you existed without your input. You may choose your career, your spouse, your hobbies, and many other parts of your life, but you don't get to choose your purpose. That's kind of interesting that you choose your spouse, because I've been praying for my children since they were in my womb. I've been praying for their spouse. And as parents, we should be doing that. And I think that because I've been doing that so long, that the Lord's going to reveal to me, and I'm going to know before my kids even know, that this is the right one. And I think that's kind of fun. We'll see if that happens, okay? But I believe the Lord's going to give me some secret little indication that this is the one for my kids. So it's kind of exciting. The purpose of your life fits into a much larger cosmic purpose that God has designed for eternity. That's what this book is about. I'm going to read that again. The purpose of your life fits into a much larger cosmic purpose that God has designed for eternity. That's what this book is about. So day one, thinking about my purpose, point to ponder. It's not about me. Okay, are you done pondering? What's next? Verse to remember, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. So it's about Him, not you. Question to consider, in spite of all the advertising around me, how can I remind myself that life is really about living for God, not myself? So do you have any answers for that? How can I remind myself that life is really about living for God, not myself? Do you have any answers for that one? I do. We need to have habits formed in our lives. We need to create habits. Habits take 21 days, according to the experts. It takes 21 days to create a habit. So if there's something you're doing in your life that you can change, change it. And it's going to take 21 days. If you speak words that are not encouraging, if you speak words of vulgarity, if you're doing things that are causing negative feelings in people, you can change that. That's one of those things that you can change. And I don't know about you, but I said this in another show, is, you know, and this might sound kind of weird, but do you want to be liked? I have come to the realization that I like to be liked. I do. And as a boss, I'm not always liked because I have to make tough decisions and I have to look at the big picture. And you can't please everybody all the time. You just can't. It's an impossibility. But we do our best to gain all the information we can to make the best decision for any given situation. But I still want to be liked. And I bet if you were honest, you would say you want to be liked too. So if we want to be liked, what's the best thing we can do? You know, are you invited to parties? Do you invite people over to your house? Are you invited over their house? I've realized that I've been so busy and busy and busy, and here I'm being vulnerable and transparent right now, but I realized that I've been so busy that I haven't cultivated, or I have friends, and I know that they would be there in a pinch.
But I also know that they don't think about inviting me a lot of the times because they think that I'm on a plane somewhere or I'm in a different place. And so they don't even think to call to say, hey, you want to go or you want to do, because they think that I'm already busy because I'm always so busy. And I've decided that I'm going to be less busy. And that's huge for me. But I've decided to be less busy because I think part of my busyness, and this is another thing about being transparent, and the only reason I'm talking about I is because I think that maybe some of you can relate and maybe this will help you. And I'm just being real. And I think that part of my busyness is my protective measure of not feeling. And as long as I stay busy, I don't have to feel. And if that's you, I highly recommend that you take a breath, as I'm going to do, and be still and know that He is God, and that we need to sometimes just take a break and allow ourselves to feel. It's amazing what happens when we do that, because the Lord meets us right where we are, and He's right there to hold us and get us through tough situations. So if you have a choice, and you do have a choice, that's the good news. You have a choice to make changes in your life. You have choices that if you are doing something that you could change, then do it. If you find that you're not being invited and that you don't think you're being liked, then start making decisions to change and step out. And if you're not getting invited, maybe you start by inviting. If you're not getting calls, maybe you start by making phone calls. If you're not getting any cards, maybe you should start writing some. I'm saying this because this is what I need to do, because I'm so busy and I need to stop being so busy. And if that's you, then okay, we can do this together. How about that? I would really, really, really like to hear from you. And if you want to connect with me, I really would love for you to do that. I'm all about connecting. So go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word.com. And I'm not going to get started on a second chapter of Purpose Driven Life because we don't have much time left on this show, according to Roland over here giving me the sign. So we're just going to just hang out for a minute. And I want to let you know that if you go to YouTube, there is a video that I would love for you to watch, because every day since the Toby Mac concert that the Fish was kind enough to give me a couple tickets so I could take my sister and my daughter and a friend, but Mandisa was there, and I talked about this in another show. She sang a song called Overcomer, and I've heard this song many times, but it didn't have the same strength and power as it had when I saw her sing it. And then when I went to the video, I could not believe, she has these people that are overcoming cancer, people that you would recognize and know, and she's got these people on this video, and, you know, she struggles with her weight, and she talked about that, and how, these things, there's just so many things, all of us are overcoming something. I don't know what your issues are, or issue, probably issues, I know for me it's issues, plural, but we're not perfect. We always have things that we need to work on. And the beauty is that we can, and we can give thanks for being able to. Because I always say where there's life, there's hope. And where there's breath, there's hope. Because once you stop breathing and once you're not living, then you can't do anything about it at that time. So be thankful for anything and everything that's going on around you. If there's people that you love, please let them know that you love them, because you never know. You just never know. Don't take any of it for granted. Just don't take anything for granted. So please be a blessing each and every day. God bless. Until next week. Bye.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven. And love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.